Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Northeast has been placed at the center of national policy with major gains in infrastructure, digital connectivity and logistics transforming the region after decades of neglect. Interacting with students during the launch of Project Samarth at Nilit Kohima yesterday, Ms. Sitharaman emphasized that the center continues to prioritize the Northeast, keeping in view its strategic role as the gateway to Southeast Asia under the Act East policy. Stating that digital capabilities are catching up very speedily in the Northeast, she added that improved digital access positions the region to tap global opportunities to digital markets. Ms. Sitharaman also praised the aspirations of India's youth, saying they want to actively contribute to building a developed India. She urged students to support one another and stay away from drugs and negative influences. The union minister encouraged the students to seize emerging opportunities and work collectively to build a confident, resilient, and forward-looking generation that can anchor India's march towards 2047.
We want one to be of help to the other and build capacities among ourselves. That way, the larger ecosystem becomes positive. You see the opportunities before you. You help one another to access opportunities. And therefore, this generation will lay a very strong foundation for India. That by 2047, when you'll be in your, let us say, 30s, you will have an India which you'll be proud of. We have an inheritance which we can be proud of. But we have a today which should be laying the foundation for our future generations to be proud of us. And that's where your contribution is very important.
Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday inaugurated Project Samarth, the students' advancing mindset in AI, robotics, technology and digital hardware portal at the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, Nilit Kohima. The Project Samarth is implemented by Nilit Kohima in collaboration with all Nilit Northeast Centers, State Education Departments and PM Shri Schools and funded by Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. She also unveiled 3 Samarth training kits of different categories for the students and also distributed the kits to 10 selected representatives of government and private schools. We have a report.
Samarth initiative is designed to reach a total of 1 lakh students, 300 teachers and 500 schools over a period of 3 years till March 2028. The implementation will take place in 2 structure phases. In parallel, a dedicated cybersecurity awareness drive will be conducted in 500 PM Street schools, covering 50 students through classroom sessions on topics such as cyber hygiene, data privacy, digital ethics and safe internet practices. By combining AI, robotics, electronics and ethical learning, this initiative transforms schools into incubators of creativity, resilience and digital excellence for the youth. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Earlier, Ms. Sitharaman also witnessed the exchange of an MOU between the Tata Semiconductor Assembly and Test Private Limited and the Nilit Kohima. The minister toured an exhibition showcasing innovations by startups and students and also visited the India AI Lab and the R&D Cyber Forensics Lab and interacted with students and faculty members. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly elections, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. The results for all the constituencies were declared by the Election Commission last night. A party or an alliance needs 122 seats to form the government in the state. The BJP emerged as the largest party, winning 89 seats. Its ally, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar-led Janata Dal United, won 85 seats, while Union Minister Chirag Paswan-led Lok Jan Shakti Party backed 19 seats. Hindustani Awam Morcha, headed by former Chief Minister Jitan Ram Manjhi, won 5 seats, while Upendra Kushwaha-led Rashtriya Lok Morcha backed 4 seats. The RJD-led Mahagat Bandhan managed to win only 35 seats. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that the victory in the Bihar Assembly elections is a mandate for the politics of development and a rejection of the politics of nepotism. and West Zone Women lifted the Senior Women's Interzonal T20 Trophy 2025 after defeating North Zone Women by 25 runs at the Naglan Cricket Stadium in Sovima yesterday. North Zone won the toss and opted to field first. Batting under favourable conditions, West Zone posted a formidable total of 169 for 4 in the allotted 20 overs. Chasing the target, North Zone suffered an early setback, losing their first wicket in the second over with just 19 runs on the board. The team continued to lose wickets at regular intervals and struggled to maintain the required momentum. Eventually, they fell short of the target, handing West Zone a comfortable victory by scoring 144 for 4 in 20 overs. Humaira Qazi of West Zone was named Player of the Match, while her teammate Kiran Navgire received the Player of the Series award. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.